friend Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry on the other end of the line. Mayor Henry, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing fine, but you're not really a ray of sunshine with that weather forecast.
I know. Actually, the day that I'm a ray of sunshine is rather rare. I see my friend, the engineer from River Radio, driving in. He'll attest to the fact that I'm not a standard bright ray of sunshine. You know, it's interesting because that kind of has been the business you've been in. I mean, when you think about what you've been doing lately, you know, the meet with the mayor last night when I spoke with you and you were gracious enough to fill in after I had a cancellation today, you were on your way to chat with the chancellor. And when I look at what you're doing, and you know, you've got Chief Grubbs who's doing the meeting with the police chief, that's what you're trying to do, a bright ray of sunshine, leadership. What is it you want to talk about? How can we make the things you're concerned about better? And keeping that door wide open.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, the coffee with the cop has worked out really, really well for us, doing it once a month. And we just had our first meeting with the mayor, which is coffee with the mayor, last week. And it worked out really well, too. And we're going to keep those going first Tuesday of every month, I think.
Right.
So this was the third that we wanted to get started. And the we is the University Carbondale Chamber of Commerce in the city sponsored the chat with the chancellor. And, you know, we had between 30 and 40 people there last night at City Hall. And,
good.
And it was just a roundtable discussion. And it worked out really well.
Is there a common denominator between what people want to talk about when it's the police chief, when it's the mayor, and when it's the chancellor? Is there a common denominator in those conversations that you can detect?
Well, you know, the one thing that's there all the time is they're concerned about their community. They want to have the best community we can have. And of course, the city has lots of things going on in that direction. But folks are just, they want to know what they can do. We actually get people volunteering for commissions and things at City Hall at some of these meetings. And it's just really good that folks want to come out and get engaged.
Community safety is the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we had a rough spell a few months ago with some shootings. And knock on wood, we've been doing really, really well lately. So.
Well, I know, you know, when I look at State's Attorney Mike Carr, and he and I have been speaking about this since before he was elected, that, you know, he thought that he could improve the safety of the community by isolating the people who are the most trouble, who are repeat offenders, and putting them in jail. And that this, you know, as long as you're constantly working at that repeat offender, that person that is a real danger community, and you make sure that they are no longer a danger, that will ultimately contribute to solving this problem.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, our issue down here is and has been for a while is folks are here that didn't grow up in Carbondale or Murfreesboro or Marion, and they've come down here with just the idea to cause us some trouble. So
yeah, it's because the business we're in. We have a transient population. People come from all over. They import some of the culture with them, and if they're not willing to abandon it and become and observe a cultural standard local, that they bring that disruption with them. I think that's as tactful as I can be, actually, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, on the opposite end of that, we have some good folks in the community working on if one of our teens gets in some trouble, some minor trouble with the police or something, we have a way or working on a really good system to try to keep them out of jail.
Oh, you've got a diversion program
on their first offense, and depending on what the offense is. So, Will Attig is a gentleman here in town that's real caught up in that and knows a lot about it. And we're trying to get that in place here and really have it going in the next 4 or 5 months.
Well, I'm more than a little bit interested in that. I've heard about these programs, diversion programs, in other locations, and I've heard some really good outcomes. But, you know, I'm more curious about our outcome. Senator Duckworth was in town and spoke with you, other entrepreneurs. What did you tell Senator Duckworth about what she could do from that Senate seat to help Southern Illinois, to help Carbondale?
Well, you know, we met with all of our elected officials, re-elected and newly elected over the past few weeks, and we are just letting them know the initiatives that we have in place, where Carbondale wants to go, where Southern Illinois and the university want to go, and funding that we'll be looking for, and if we can't have funding, then we're looking for some support, other kinds of support and various initiatives. So I think Senator Duckworth is going to be a very, very good senator for us. She's just a super great individual, and I think she'll come visit us once in a while. The senator that she replaced here never set foot in Carbondale, to my knowledge.
You know, it's interesting, after the comments from Congressman Boston Shimkus last week, and what made me think about this comments about Durbin and Duckworth, is, you know, on a pretty regular basis, I'd go to my fax machine, and there was a press release about money that was being released for Southern Illinois on a federal level, very often from Jerry Costello's office. And now that earmarks have been done away with, Shimkus and Boss say they should be brought back because it leaves too much to the executive branch to decide where that money is. It's our money. We should be able to say this is what this is for. And I wonder if maybe getting rid of earmarks was a bad thing, because now the control is so centralized in the executive. I mean, the president gave $1 billion to Chicago yesterday for their red and purple line. $1 billion. You know, and I don't see those monies coming to Southern Illinois for special projects very often. Maybe it was the campus of SIU and research department project. I don't see it anymore. I don't see it like I used to.
Well, grants are fewer and farther between, and much tougher to come by these days. That's for certain. I mean, the national economy is not as robust as we would like it, of course. But we just have to watch for things. And, you know, the earmarks, I think, got abused in the past.
Yeah.
But then the opposite end of that is, who knows better what is going on in the local congressional districts or other districts than our elected officials.
Right.
And there has to be the ability for them to be able to lobby for these things where it can have an effect. They have to be able to get to the right folks and get a little piece of that pie when we need it. We send a lot of dollars to the federal government, and we need to have some of those coming back.
Right, instead of just being a donor. It's nothing like, you know, you're living in a cardboard box, but you're donating money to somebody who lives in a mansion. It's you know, it's a little backwards,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you and I have very often talked about, I'm curious about, Mike, when will the fourth quarter 16 tax receipts become available to you so you'll know how we did over the holiday season?
I think we'll have them in another month. I think we'll have them in another month.
I know it's kind of a delay because I'm curious. You and I have been talking about Amazon. Man, you want to talk to the delivery guys, and they say they're working, you know, we're just always working. And then the national figures indicate a 4% increase on in-store purchases this holiday season, 17% online purchases. And I'm curious because with these new responsibilities that you find Carbondale being central, for taxes that are gathered and then of course disseminated to other schools, you're the hub of Jackson County. I want to see how we did on Christmas or whether we're losing to online shopping. I'm very curious because of what it represents in tax loss for that community.
Well, yeah, I do too. And you know, it's so easy to shop online now. Our grandkids, when we get a list of possibilities to things to buy for them, we're getting links to things on Amazon,
right,
or some other online thing.
Right.
And but Terry and I, we trot out to Walmart or any other stores around here that may have it, and we buy it locally. It's so easy to sit in your living room and push a couple of buttons, and it's paid for, and it's arrives at the house in 2 days. But we have to be out in our local economy. You know, I own a small business, and which is coming up on its 45th year anniversary in a year. So we don't want to lose these small businesses. I think people need to stop and think about how much they rely on walking into that appliance store or hardware store and saying, this is what I'm trying to do at home. What does it take for me to do that? Getting that one-on-one advice. It's the same way for our restaurants and even our grocery stores. I mean, we have online grocery ordering now in the cities. You can order your groceries online and they deliver them to you.
Yeah, right.
So we really have to think about it, because once those things are gone, we will not get them back. And we need to really give it some thought about shopping local.
We had to fight the centralized Walmart where we lost the diversity in the business. And then when it became more centralized, the centralized businesses found more and more efficient ways to deliver goods to us. And each time we do that, we lose a layer of small businessman, it seems like.
Yeah, we do. We do.
And I, having been grown up in Harrisburg and watched a vibrant square turned into, a bunch of lawyers' offices, right? You watch this go. I mean, and the towns now that what's really out west, Walmart came in, put everybody out of business, and Walmart says we're closing the store in those places because when you said they don't come back, they don't come back. I watched right. Those communities. Walmart comes in, put a lot of places out of business, Walmart closes the door, and the next thing you know, the town's just a couple of abandoned buildings around a gas pump.
Yeah, and I've been through those towns in our travels. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So,
hey, well,
it's just a different world.
But
we have to be alerted. We don't have to let it change us. We can change it.
You are hitting at the core of it right there, that these challenges, it's not only if you're a business, you have to have an online component now. The world is not going to go back. You've got to figure out how to make it work for you. And that's literally where we're at. I mean, and that's really what we're doing right now between the city of Carbondale and SIU. How are we going to make our product, our community, they're one and the same, look more appealing to the shopper? And how can we tell them that they're safe with our product, and while they're consuming our product, they're going to be safe? I mean, when you look at that, these are the same conversations with different names.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I sat in the chat with the chancellor last night and realized that the university is starting to think of themselves as a business. And, I think over the years, what I've always noticed is people keep saying, well, they don't know what it's like to be in business and they don't know how to promote themselves. And that we're seeing that happen now where that's exactly what they're doing. They're acting like a business.
Yep.
As they get out in the community and talk about the things they're doing. And there's so much going on our campus here that we never hear about. So that chat last night with the chancellor, he did a great job of running down a quick list of some of the awards that this campus has got that are national awards. We're in the top 25 of universities in some categories. It's just, it's amazing. It's a great institution.
Walter Windler always used to tell me the reputation for SIU gets greater the farther away you are from the campus.
You know what? That's interesting. I knew Walter Windler.
Yeah. And he always used to tell me that. And he says, you get the farther away you get from SIU, the better its reputation. Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. Mike, hey, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time.